I'll
wake up.
And if we were talking about somebody else, you might say, well, he's still sleeping, so we better go.
Well, I'd say, well, let's go and let him go to sleep.
Well, if it was time for him to get out of bed, though, we'd say, he's still sleeping, so we better go.
Yeah.
Do what to him? If the medicine is still sitting by a patient's bedside, you might say, why haven't you
taken your medicine?
And the patient might say, I
overslept.
You might say, I what some yesterday.
I taken some yesterday.
And I'll what some more later.
I'll take a dose later.
And if somebody can't hear at all, you say he's stone.
No, they say he's deaf.
And if somebody can't hear well, but you say he's getting a little
hard of hearing.
And now if he can't hardly hear at all, you say he's...
He'll soon be deaf.
And if you've been working hard, you know, and you're getting wet all over, you say, look how I...
I sweat. I'd say I perspire.
So you say, look how I wetted this afternoon.
What I've sweated, how I've sweated this afternoon. You know, that's what the older people used to call it.
Yes, sir.
And so that's what I'd say.
Right.
And I'd get out there and get to raking yards, and I'd get wet with sweat, and I had to come in the house, or I'd get cold and chill.
Oh, don't do that, man. I don't want you to get sick.
I rake yards on Friday, on Thursday morning.
Well, what would you call a little place on the arm with a little sore on your arm that came to a head?
I'd call it a little riser.
If it has more than one core, what would you call it?
I'd call it a...
Would you ever call it a buck?
Yeah, that's what I was trying to say.
What
a ball.
What's that word?
A ball, you know, it's a bit, it has more than one head, it has two heads.
Oh, that's a ball.
Yeah, and we sometimes get that big around, with four or five.
About as big as a quarter?
Mm-hmm, big as a quarter with a blister for the every little head in it.
And then, what do you call it if it just has one,
I call them little rising. You mean that's a little... Some call them bunions. Big old bunions on their skin where they get to be in them sevens, you know.
Well, when the boil opens up, the stuff that drains out of it is what?
Pus.
Have you ever heard it called anything else?
Draining? I ain't never called it nothing but pus. I know it's an old stuff that's supposed to come out of it.
Well, if you get an infection in your hand, say, so that your hand just got bigger than it ought to be, you'd say, my hand did what?
Got infection in it and enlarged.
It sweat.
Swell up.
And you might say, a bee stung me and my hand...
And hit swollen.
And you say, it's still pretty badly...
Swollen. Well, it will if they're allergic to it.
And what if I said, well, it's not infected, though, so it probably won't, what, much?
Won't swell much.
And, you know, when you get a blister, you have to, some liquid comes out of it.
That fluid, that water comes out of it.
Have you ever heard that water call anything else?
No, I ain't ever heard it. They call it just, you know, the water from that blister.
Well, what's the best time to open a blister?
It ain't no good time to open.
You shouldn't open.
No, well, some says not. Some says I do, but I didn't always bust mine and use it in my hand. I don't know if it come on my hand.
When do you bust it?
And it makes a sore then before I get through.
When's the best time to bust it?
I reckon before it gets too large.
And so why is that?
To keep it from making a big old sore. That's what I've always been taught. And then you take... Why, back then we had to get